כבר הלכים בסולובוס אור ליוד גימל אדר.
So when it comes to Matanos Levyonim, if we want to talk about the minimum, so the shaila, how much you have to give to be yotze, how much you can give to be yotze. I tell people, at least lachatchili, you should try to give 20 shekel per ani. That would be like the equivalent of some sort of meal. I think of it as a falafel and a pizza, a falafel and a soda. So that would be 20 shekel, and that really matanos levyonim should perhaps be something more chashuv, something that would be the equivalent of a suda. So that's my suggestion, 20 shekel per ani. When you give it, pashtus, if you go through a kupa, for example, you want to give it before Purim. It's very hectic on Purim. But you should realize that you're not giving it before Purim, and you wouldn't be losing out on the mitzvah. You are appointing a shliach. The kupa is carrying out your shlichus, and they're giving it out on Purim as your shliach. So you have to know that. You have to know what you're doing. You're making them a shliach to give it on Purim. You can give money. You have to, your wife, the wives are mechuyev in matanos levyonim as well. It's probably a chumra yaseira to be that someone should be kind of the money for her, and it should be her money when you give it in for her on her behalf. She's aware of it, so that's okay. But I don't know. I do it. So, but you don't have to really. Mikra at the end, the place can say it's enough if you give the money for her. It doesn't have to be mamish har money, so okay, but you may want to be machmer on that. But you should make sure, and the same with your children over bar mitzvah, you should give for them, and they should be aware of it. It's better if they give it themselves, even though, again, we don't really, the way we do the mitzvah, at least the overwhelming majority of people that I know, virtually everyone I know, is really making a shliach. And the shliach's giving it on Purim, so at least they should do that, even if they're not doing the ma'aseh mitzvah per se, so to speak. But at least they should be the ones to give it to the shliach, and it should be preferably their money, just to have them feel, you know, they have their money secreted away in the drawers there. So they should use their money. At least they feel that they should be mechanech them in that way too. Do you have to do it that way? No, you can probably give money for them as well, just like you give for your wife. Okay.
What about?
I'm not going into that. The Cooper worked it all out, I'm sure, I assume. And it's very complicated, but Rabbi Perlstein has spent in the past many, many months on figuring out how there will be mekuyim the mitzvah behidur, even if you pay with a credit card, how it all works out. Even if you give a credit card tomorrow, I think they have it all worked out. Okay. Shalachmanis, also you should try to make it chashuv. Something, I think, you know, you should try to make it something that could at least theoretically be eaten at the suda. Not just candy and an orange or whatever. You should try to make it. Again, mashallah, monos is two monos to one person. So at least one person you should do the mitzvah properly with. Your wife has to give mashallah monos two. It's probably okay. You know, you should make sure that you miyached a shalach monos that it's from her. Okay, and it's probably okay if you give it to a family, but I think it's better if, like, she has a friend, or better yet, an enemy, the place can say, better yet, an enemy, and it should be specifically from her to a single person. It really should not be from mishpacha to mishpacha, and not even from her to mishpacha, but at least one, you only need one person. You should, one person, that at least one person, it should be from individual to individual. The Mishnah Berurah very famously brings down the Binyan Sion that you have, Mesupik, he says that you should do it through a shliach, dafka. The Indian of doing it through a shliach, dafka, by the way, the lesson is mishloach monos, but the concept is that it's more choshuv. There's a certain dignity and chashivas attached when you send something through a shliach and when you give it yourself. It's interesting that the Binyan Sion comes out, you don't have to, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down that part of the Binyan Sion, probably because he held that you should. So he brings down his suffix and then he says you should. But it's an interesting thing. If you read Mishnah Brura, you may wonder why we don't say Asher Haney in the daytime. Because he says you don't say Asher Haney in the daytime. You know, Asher Haney is that piyut, which concludes with Shoshanas Yaakov Tzalav Samecha, and that part of the piyut everyone says and knows. You should make sure to say the line Arurim Kol Rishon Bruchim Kol Tzadikim. So the Mishnah Brura says in the daytime when you say Payet during Chazaras Hashatz, so you don't have to say Asher Haney. So logic would say that we don't, since we don't, shuls I know, I guess, well, I don't know, most the shuls that I'm aware of don't say the Payet. So the Chayyid should be saying Asher Haney. But so I think that the Cheshman is that they don't say Payet at all. In other words, it's not this, we don't say it because that, the minig is not to say Payet, so you don't say Asher Haney either. It's not like they're not saying Payet. They don't say Payet to do Shalosh Regalim either. If you look at the Machzor, the old time Machzorim have piyut them on many Shabbosos that we don't say. We come saying a couple on Rosh Hashanah, a couple on Yom Kippur, and that's about it. So feed that minig, so you don't say Asher Haney the daytime either. You don't say any piyut. Okay. That's the halacha. Now, Chavis Halavis, we're up to Perek Gimel, but we're not going to learn Chavis Halavis tonight. I'm going to say over, we're learning Shar HaBechina, which is to see Hashem in the Bria, which certainly is a Purim theme, not in the Bria per se, but in the events, in natural events, so-called natural events. Now, actually, in the end of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he has Likutim from Rav Chaim. It has there, and one of the things it says there is that the Shorish of Bitachon is Nes Nistar. That is the sentence, which makes a lot of sense because Bitachon is in everyday life. Bitachon is not being mispalel or hoping for Nes Golui. Bitachon is talking about everyday life, so Bitachon relates to Nes Nistar. Makes a lot of sense. And the koach of bitachon would produce, so to speak, a neis nistar. Those two things go together, neis nistar and bitachon. That's what Rav Chaim says, and it makes a lot of sense because that's the concept of bitachon is relating to everyday things and seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu there. So, l'moshal, in fact, the gra, there's a gra that says on Purim was... When we talked about Shabbos, like what was accomplished on Purim in Shemayim, but the Gra says what was accomplished is that the Yeshua can come about through a Nes Nistar. That was the specialness of Purim. It was a time when Nes Nigla was not happening. There was no Beis Hamikdash, barely any Nevuah, and at least in the classic sense of the Nevuah. I mean, there was still Nevi'im afterwards. Even afterwards, it was Chag Yitzchayim Malachi, but it wasn't, you didn't have Nevi'im going around doing Nisim. So the Nes Nistar. Now, the Medrash explains that Mizmor Chav Beis in Tehillim, which we sang on Purim, Ayelos Hashachar, B'chabotchu Avoseinu Botchu Vatfalteimo. So the Mishnah, first of all, it's Esther's capital, so to speak. Plus, the Medrash says, "Esther, then it repeats, "Is Esther Amalka?" Because she had to go in and be Moshe Nefesh, really, with Midas HaBitachon. At least that's what you see in the Medrash, that they relate Bitachon to the Neis Purim, which makes sense according to Rav Chaim, because Bitachon relates to Neis Nistar. And V'lo Voshu, Shenemar, Lehudim Moisar, V'simcha, Sosim V'yakar. So you see that this relationship, call it, between Bitachon and the Neis Purim, which makes sense according to Rav Chaim, because that's what the Bitachon is relating to Neis Nistar and seeing in everyday life, getting used to the idea that you're relying on Hashem, Hashem's going to determine what happens. It determines what happens, you're just relating to that reality. and that indeed is fitting to obviously to the story of Purim. Okay.